This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Dark, chilly mornings are the norm at our little homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. I wake too early and find things to do around the Marvelette while waiting for dawn. Give me some light, please. Not that I have burning issues waiting outside in the light. I just like to get outside. Meanwhile, you know, I peruse the catalogs that are piling up on the dining room table, being particularly fond of the seed catalogs that are showing up in our mailbox on a regular basis. I read about tomatoes and cucumbers while waiting for light, and, you know, and I read on and on, and who knew there were so many types of microgreens, page after page of microgreens. Oh, but I do love the capsicum section. Oh, yeah, the peppers and the chilies. Photographs and descriptions. Sometimes it definitely can be overwhelming. Oh, and really when it comes down to ordering seed, we stick to ones we know, ones we've grown before, ones we really love. And, you know, I usually find a weird new veggie or two to play with to spice up the garden a little bit. But mainly, we've got our opinions about what's going to work for us. But dark mornings are sometimes spent daydreaming of distant spring and gardens. Hey, I got to go out on my annual autumn trek to the Galliero Mountains. Oh, yeah. I exchanged emails with my good friend John, who lives in Oracle, and we met and camped at a favorite spot in that mountain range, the Galliero Mountains. We hiked and hunted during the day, and we jabbered and laughed around a campfire at night. In the canyons of that range, cottonwoods, ash, and sycamores were glowing in fall yellow. Oh, and there were marvelous slopes and mesas covered in grasses, so many of which had their own versions of fall color. So stems of cane beardgrass, stems of tanglehead, stems of bluestem were different shades of tan, brown, verging on red. Yeah, blue, if with some imagination, blue, or maybe with drugs. I don't know. And all the seed heads of the grasses, you know, they're just so, like the little bluestem, they glisten in the sun, or the acres of blue and hairy grama, seed on stems like thousands of eyelashes moving in the slightest of breeze. Oh my, so many cool native grasses. But yeah, there are plenty of introduced exotics, thick stands of natal grasses on some rocky slopes. Ugh. And I'm not kidding you, I stumbled onto two small stands of buffle grass, not buffalo, buffle, B-U-F-F-L-E, buffle. That varmint that invaded the Sonoran Desert around Tucson and beyond, obviously. Ugh and ugh. For me, the most disturbing non-native grass I encountered is called Eniopogon synchroides, common name soft feather pappus grass, or South African nine-on grass. That nine-on part comes from the genus Eniopogon, a couple Greek words that mean nine beards. Yeah, and while we're here, the specific epithet synchroides means, it's from Latin, millet, like millet. When I first looked into this grass, you know, online, the flora of Zimbabwe came up, so that gives you an idea of some of its native range, right? Anywho, I first saw it 4 years ago. I sent photographs to a friend who helped ID it, and since then it has spread like a plague through the Galliero's and beyond, I'm sure. Ugh, ugh, and ugh. You know, I can whine. It won't do much good. We live in a time when we get to see so many ecosystems changing before our eyes. But there are many nifty native grasses to identify, to admire, maybe to grow. And all those species of Boudaloua, oh, the grammas, give me some of those grammas. Give me some of those Muhlenbergias. Give me some of those blue stems. They're cool. And how about tanglehead, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want some giant saccatone. Give me some of that giant saccatone. Yeah, I mean, despite these pesky exotic varmints, the grasslands are still beautiful, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.